It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A check-in from South by Southwest.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. China has issued a miserable little statistic about its economy. At a time when forecasters were expecting its exports to grow, they shrank 18% last month. To learn more about that and some other dominant strands of market psychology today, let's consult Julia Coronado, Chief Economist North America at BNP Paribas in New York. Hello, Julia.
Good morning.
So normally a conversation killer starts with the phrase, hey, did you see China's exports were down instead of up in February? But actually, there's a lot of content there. We have to watch this stuff.
Actually, it was a huge surprise. So far, global markets are taking it well, but exports plunged and they actually had a trade deficit. So there's a lot of special factors going on here. The timing of Chinese New Year plays into this, so we're going to have to get a few more months of data. But also, Chinese inflation was very low, and that's an indication that there's just not a lot of demand growth coming out of China.
And it's fair to say that Asian markets took this quite hard. The Hang Seng Index in Hong Kong, for instance, was down 1.75%. And Julia, did you see a lot of companies were selling their corporate bonds last month?
Yes, absolutely. U.S. corporations continue to take advantage of low interest rates. They're issuing large amounts of debt through bond issues. Still, though, what they're using the money for is mainly to pay off higher, more expensive debt or to buy back their own equity. These are sort of defensive financing things rather than what we would like to see them doing, which is investment projects and business expansion. That isn't showing up through this kind of activity.
Which is a pity because that often can lead to new jobs for people, but that's not what all these bond sales are typically leading to, is what you're saying.
Not yet. Nope. It's much more just kind of saving a little money here and there, and it seems much more defensive rather than growth-oriented.
Julia Coronado, BNP Paribas. Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
McDonald's said today its same-store sales were down 0.3% last month. This is a worldwide figure, not helped by bad weather in the Northern Hemisphere. In early trading, McDonald's stock was down about 0.25%. And the mall and airport Italian fast food chain Sbarro's filed for bankruptcy protection this morning. It's a reorganization, and while 155 Sbarro places are closing, the plan is to keep the company going after restructuring its debt. Techies, indie musicians, and movie people have Austin, Texas in their calendars with the annual South by Southwest Festival now underway. There is much trafficking in new ideas and business cards over the next 2 weeks there. Our own Ben Johnson, the host of Marketplace Tech, is there watching and learning. Morning, my friend.
Morning, David.
So give us a sense of what's going on in Austin.
Well, you and I were here last year together, David, and so you'll remember just how sprawling it all is. The conference has three large elements: music, film, and interactive. Interactive is the largest, but 150,000 people come here in total, and plenty are coming just to take unofficial meetings in hotel rooms or hang out. All the big tech companies are here. Big-time investors like Mark Cuban are talking about their business acumen. And today, Edward Snowden is actually supposed to speak about surveillance via video feed from Russia. But it's not all big fish. Yesterday on my way into town, I picked up a couple of guys from Brazil who were just trying to get downtown and couldn't find a cab or a bus to save their life. They worked for an advertising agency that has marketed Nike's fitness tracker, the Fuel Band, and they're up for an award for their work in the advertising world.
Now, right there is a piece of wearable technology, they call it. What are some of the big themes like wearable that you may be seeing at South By this year?
Well, wearables are definitely one of the big themes. They're everywhere. There's also a lot of talk about data. So not only how much of it we're creating with our connected devices or what to do with it all, but also how dangerous it might become. And there are a lot of discussions about the impact of surveillance on our data, how we should be protecting it, and how it can protect us sometimes, whether that's through our medical records, using them more efficiently, or something else.
All right. I'm all for big ideas, but to what extent is any of this stuff practical?
Well, in some cases, there is real momentum behind the talk. One of the people we ran into was the actress Rosario Dawson. She was really focused on using technology for social change. She's been working on a project called Studio 189. It's trying to provide an online platform for female artisans to sell their products abroad.
When you have the median age in Africa being 18.6, and, you know, in sub-Saharan Africa is expected to have two-thirds of the youth of the world by 2100. You know, you're really looking at a very active, very present, very engaged community.
We'll be airing our conversation with Dawson later this week.
And if you miss it on the air, it'll be at marketplace.org. Our Marketplace tech host, Ben Johnson, from South by Southwest in Austin. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks, David.
And I'm not quite sure how he said it in German, but the translation is data monster. Martin Winterkorn, the head of Volkswagen, was speaking at an IT convention in Germany yesterday and said car makers must say no to, quote, paternalism and big brother when it comes to all the data gathered by modern cars. Security, yes. Convenience, yes, Winterkorn said, but, quote, the car must not become a data monster. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.